Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight as well. It's always a blessing just coming to the church services, being ministered to through song, and then to study the Word of God. And so if you have your Bibles with you tonight, go ahead and look with me to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 17. Been studying the life of Joshua, and everything that God has recorded concerning his life has been recorded for us to learn from. And we studied the man Joshua, and then we got into the book of Joshua. We've been going through the book of Joshua and studying every aspect of the life of Joshua that God has given to us. Joshua now is an old man, and yet still in his old age, God had a purpose and a plan for him. And no longer is he going out to war and to battle, but what he's doing now takes the wisdom that he gained through all the other years of his life. And that is to lead in the distribution of the land in the promised land. And God had promised it to them. They went in. God delivered them the promised land. And now they are to take up their personal possessions that God had for them, their inheritance in the land. And it would be Joshua determining who got what, which lands and how many lots. And of course, it was Joshua being used of God to give them that land, because it was God revealing to Joshua his will for what he was doing. And so it would take a lot of patience, it would take a lot of wisdom, a lot of time, just walking with the Lord, and to be able to handle the task that he would have now in dividing up the land. We've found several already. There was a couple special requests coming to Joshua. You know, there's times we have people come to us with special asks, and we have to know just when it's the right to give them what they ask for, and when it's right to not to give them what they ask for, when it's not supporting the will of God, it's when it's condoning something that God would not be for. It's got to be very careful on how we handle others that come to us with the ask, and then we have to be aware of what God would have us to ask. And we might be on the other side of it where we need to ask somebody something. Are we right in asking certain people for certain things? And so that's somewhat what we've been looking at here. And of course, there have been a couple that have come to Joshua, and we've studied that to find out how he was at peace with doing what he did. And then last week, it was the five daughters of Zelophehad. And they came to him with an ask, would that be different if they would have been five sons? And so we studied that, and we found that God is no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of righteousness. You have just as much power with God as a woman as a man does, and even more if you have more righteousness. Okay, God is a respecter of righteousness. That's what he looks to. And not he's not a respecter of persons. No matter what your skin color, no matter what your background, no matter what your gender, God is no respecter of persons. And so we was able to study that. I trust that was a help to you. And tonight we're looking at another ask, but this is a test for Joshua, the leader that God had put in charge of dividing up the land. And so that's what we're looking at tonight, chapter 17, verse 14 down to verse 18. Go ahead and stand with me. Verse 14, and the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people? For as much as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto? And Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Beth Shean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, say, thou art a great people and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have an iron chariots, and though they be strong. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you. Again, we thank you for the privilege it is to be in church on a Wednesday night, for all that were able to be here, and then possibly even all those that are still being able to be a part of the service through the live stream. And I just pray, God, that you would help each one of us now to put everything else out of our minds and focus on what you have for us through this passage of Scripture. Pray that you would empower and bless the preaching of thy word once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, so the next thing that we have recorded here is Joshua is going about his God-given responsibilities and dividing up the land amongst the tribes of Israel. So here we find the first complaint. We haven't seen that there's been any complaints up to this point, which is a miracle, somewhat. There's been a lot of asks, and Joshua has been dividing up the land, and so it's been rather smoothly so far. But then we find in verse 14, the children of Joseph, they came, and Joshua is tested by the children of Joseph. Now again, understand what's taking place here, that Joshua's dividing up and handing out the promised land as per God's will. Joshua was just an instrument that God was working through. God had prepared him to be used for this purpose. Can I tell you, that's every born-again believer. If you have to see yourself. If you're saved, God has a purpose for your life. Whatever he allows to come into your life, whatever he causes to come into your life, it is part of his preparation for whatever it is that he has for you to accomplish in this life. And so now Joshua's tested as concerning his position and what he is to be accomplishing for God. So as per God's will, no doubt Joshua, man of character and integrity, is doing his best. Even doing your best, you can't please all the people all the time. So do we just stop trying? How do we handle these kind of tests? How do we handle complaints? In God's will, the leadership in the home, parents. Any parents have any complaints from their children? Can I tell you, as they get older, they're going to complain more and more. How are you handling that? It's a test of your leadership. How are you handling that? Wherever you work, whatever God has chosen and given to you to provide for your family. Can I tell you, that's why we work. We don't live to work secular jobs. We don't live to work. We work to live. It's part of being able to supply the needs of our family. You have to be aware of that. So wherever you work, you have to look at that as I'm representing God where I work. And representing God where I work is part of my Christian testimony. What I support, what I can condone, what I can't support, what I can't go along with, you're there because you are a born-again believer, and that's the job that God is using to provide for your family. That's how we are to look to that. That is just biblical truth. Have you gotten any complaints at work? for your stand for Christ, for your desire to witness, your desire to call it as it is, be honest, and not to cut corners just to be able to support the other co-workers or whatever it might be. We're bringing this to home. I mean, this is what's going on. This is biblical principles applied in our own lives. You're doing your best to do God's will, not only at home, but at your work site. You're going to be tested. You might be tested by complaints. Church. God has a will for you in your church. Are you focused on accomplishing what God has for you here to accomplish in your church? As a youth director, you got any complaints? I've often said in youth ministry, the hardest thing about youth ministry is parents, not kids. It's not the teenagers. They're not the main issue in dealing with that in youth ministry. It's parents of youth. And there are complaints. In a Sunday school class, you have complaints. I'm trying to lead that Sunday school class. Any complaints in the nurseries? You that have been given a special gift of being able to work in the nursery with babies and children. That's a special gift, I believe. But the church needs that. Are you getting any complaints? How do we handle the complaints? Joseph had two sons. They were given the blessings of two tribes of Israel. Joseph, only one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and he was only supposed to get one tribe, but God blessed Joseph, and he allowed his two sons both to take an equal share of the 12 tribes. Because Levi was of the priestly tribe, he is given no land. And so God works it out to where he takes Joseph's two sons and he gives both of them a lot, a tribe, which would be the tribe of Ephraim and the tribe of Manasseh. Look back over in chapter 14 because it's addressed here, just real quick so you understand what we're talking about here. Joshua chapter 14, verse 3 and 4. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and a half tribe on the other side, Jordan. Okay, that's before Joshua took, and he was to distribute to the other nine and a half tribes on the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them, for the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their suburbs. God took care of the tribe of Levi, but because of their ministry and what they were to accomplish for the cause of God's cause for their life, they did not get the land. And so now we find that Joseph's children have been doubly blessed, a double portion. And these are the ones that are coming with complaints. Amen. Everybody follow me. I mean, that's what we're having here. The complaints come. Joshua's doing his best to represent God and doing what God wants him to do in the position that God has given to him. We can understand that all leadership, whether it's in the home or at work, as a Christian, is supposed to have to be a witness, a testimony. You're to be the influence and not be influenced. So it's important for you to understand that. That is somewhat leadership. And the complaints will come. Sometimes by those whom you didn't see it coming. This complaint was wicked. not justified. It was selfish and arrogant. Most complaints are. I'm not saying that there's certain times we need to stand up and we need to address certain things. That's totally different here, but this is a complaint based upon I didn't get what I think I deserve. Why? You don't appreciate me? You don't think I'm good enough for that? You're not, whatever it might be, that's what's taking place here. It's all wicked, selfish, arrogant. Because in verse 14, go back to chapter 17, children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, why? Joshua gave them what God told him to give to them. Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, for as much as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto? Now, a great people means that they had a lot of members. They had a lot of people in these two tribes, and they had been blessed by because of all that. That is true, but they're looking because of our numbers and because God has looked upon us and gave us a double blessing. We deserve more. But it was directed at Joshua. They didn't ask Joshua, would you search the scriptures out? Would you go back and ask God if you failed here, you forgot a certain lot for us, or is there more, and that you just didn't see it, didn't know about it? Not at all. They came to him with wrong intent, based on their own feelings. All positions of godly leadership will be tested. Whatever God's given you to accomplish, it will be tested. Because there's a devil. And he doesn't want you to accomplish what God has you here at this church, at your home, or at your workplace to accomplish. The devil does not want you to fulfill God's will for your life, to accomplish what you're here to accomplish. And in accomplishing the things that God has us here to accomplish, there is joy and peace and blessing. Jeremiah said this about our hearts, our feelings. Chapter 17 and verse 9, he said, let me just read it to you. The heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is a seat of the emotion. It's where the sin nature lives. If we give ourselves to feelings and feelings alone, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? All of us have a sin nature. And unless we learn how to deal with our own feelings and our own sin nature, we're going to be just like the children of Joseph. We deserve more. All positions, as I said, of godly leadership will be tested. Some pass and they move on stronger. Others fail and quit. Some parents give up on their duty and responsibility to raise their children because of complaints. Never have understood that. Because you're tired of hearing the complaints and you don't deal with it the way that you ought to deal with it, and it continues to cause the problems in the home, then instead of taking the stand that God would have you to and realize the position that God's given to you as the head of the house, you just give up. and let that teenager do whatever that teenager wants to do. That's not the solution. Some Christians in their jobs, because of the complaints, they just quit and just show up at work and never look to use their position of influence in their workplaces. They don't stand up when they need to stand up. They go along with things that they shouldn't go along with because they didn't pass the test, and they just quit on God. Some in the church, they have a position and they're serving God, and the complaints come. Instead of standing, taking the stand and being used of God in that position, well, if that's the way they're going to do it, I just won't work the nursery anymore. If that's the way they're going to act, I'm not going to work in junior church. I'm not going to take on a Sunday school class. I'm going to give up the position of youth pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church because there's just too many complaints. Maybe not here. I guarantee you, many are leaving the ministry today because of that very same thing. A lot of pastors, a lot of churches out there, they've lost their pastors because of all the things that they've gone through, and no one is satisfied with how they've handled it, and there's complaints about this and complaints about that, and the church has never been attacked as much as it has New Testament church during the last couple years of COVID and everything else. Politics. And some just give up. Yeah. Complaints. There's a sin nature in all of us, and Satan would love to use it to discourage godly leadership. Satan would love to discourage godly leadership. Don't be that person. Children of Joshua, you should have been the last ones to complain. Don't be that tribe. Book of Matthew chapter 20, you can write this down. You're familiar with the story. I just want to highlight it for you. In Matthew chapter 20, we find Jesus gave a parable of the laborer in the vineyard. In verse 1 and 2, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto," and the kingdom of heaven is the ways of God, "like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard." They had an agreement. And then there continued to be more and more come, and he hired all of them for the same amount. And then it came to the end of the day, verse 11. "And when they had received it," what they had agreed for, a penny, "they murmured." They murmured against the good man of the house because he had given everybody, not only those that were early to get out there, but even those who were later on, they only worked an hour, and all of them got the same amount. Verse 15. "Is it not lawful," this is how he addresses those people, "is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own?" Have I done anything wrong? "Is thine eye evil because I am good?" Are we looking at things the wrong way? "Is thine eye evil?" You're complaining. And you're hindering others from doing what God has them here to do. And it's not legitimate reasons. It is you're not seeing it the way you ought to see it. And your eye's evil, thinking that some others are getting more attention than others. Some are acknowledged more than others. Some have more opportunities to sing than others. Some have more opportunities to do this than others. And why don't I deserve more? That's what's taking place here. The children of Joseph were selfish, arrogant, and wicked. They were looking at things from an evil heart, and they weren't seeing things as they should have been seeing things. And Satan had blinded them to it. Because Satan wanted to discourage Joshua from getting done what God had him there to do. So go back with me. That's what we're doing. That's what we're dealing with here. That's what's taking place. Joshua is up for the test. And if you're serving God, then you ought to be up for the test. You ought to know that complaints are going to come. The world is not going to pat you on the back for being a Christian. The world's not going to love you for taking the stands that God wants you to take in the world at your place of employment. I'm not saying don't go. When you've been hired to do a job, do the job. That's what you're being paid to do. When you have opportunity to be the witness, be the witness. If they're employing you to do something that you should have convictions about doing, then you ought to find another job. That's not where God wants you to be. You serve God. God is the one that will provide for us. He'll open the door to be able to supply the right employment where we can be a witness and we can accomplish what God has us there to accomplish at work, which so that when we come home, we can accomplish what God has us in our homes to accomplish in the representing God in our homes, our children. And when we're in church, we can represent what God has us to represent in the church so that we can see the cause of Christ going forward and the work that God has us here to do being accomplished. Does that make sense? I love it. Joshua, an excellent example. The complaints came, but Joshua was up for the test. How did he handle this? All right, I quit. Somebody else can do this, not me. No. Verse 15. That's 14 is what they said. 15, Joshua answered. If thou be a great people, with emphasis on if. If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. God knows that there was some unconquered land right next to what he gave you, which was conquered. And if you are that great of people, then you will be able to take as much land as you want. Joshua never wavered on how he had dealt with them. He wasn't sorry because he had nothing to be sorry for. I've had people complain about certain things I preach or whatever, and I've told them, if I have offended you, I apologize. I'm not in the ministry just looking to who I can offend. I'm not dedicated my life to offend people. Amen. That's not why I'm in the ministry. Just see how many people can I upset every time we get in church services? How many toes can I step on? That's not what I'm in the ministry for. If I have offended you by my personality or how I presented it, I can apologize for that because I'm not in it to offend you. If what I've preached offended you, I will not take that back. I will not apologize for the preaching of the Word of God. Wow. Didn't apologize. He got them to question themselves. We're a great people. Well, if you are, your words, you say you are, then prove it. Yeah. I love that because he gave them a question to get them to question themselves. We are you? If you are, then you ought to see this, this, and this. Before we complain, we need to fully examine our circumstances before establishing our mindset. Make sure you get all the facts. Make sure you know what it is that you're complaining about and who it is that you're complaining to. Is that really the right person to be going to? Are you really justified in what you're upset over? Are you just going by your feelings, realizing you have a sin nature and your heart is desperately wicked if you go by only the feelings? Is what I'm thinking what God would have me to think? Was the children of Joshua thinking what God wanted them to think by going to Joshua, or the children of Joseph, were they thinking what God wanted them to think when they took this complaint to Joshua? No. They were not, because it was evil. It was wicked. What they should have been focused on is what God had given them and not what he had not given to them. If they would have been focusing on what God had given to them, they would have seen what Joshua reveals to them is there's a whole lot of land around you that is yours for the taking, and God knew it. And he might have put the strongest of the tribes in that position to take the rest of the land. The book of Hebrews in chapter 13 and verse 5. Let me just read this to you. You know the verse as well. But Hebrews in chapter 13 and verse 5. Because this is what we need to make sure we're doing. Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. Don't be looking at what somebody else has and wanting what somebody else has, but look at what God has given to you first and foremost, and be focused on what God would have you to do with what you already have. Because Joshua did give them that land that had been conquered. But he gave it to them, whether Joshua knew it or not, he knew it was God's will for him to give just that portion. And now God knows that there was other land around them that if they wanted it, they could have as much as they would desire if they were willing to work for it. But it was there all along. They didn't see it because they wouldn't look to what they had. Then they'd give in to their feelings and they just complain to the one who had given them what they had. Wow. If you be, focus on who you are and what you already have. Are you doing all that you can with what you already have? If you have what God wants you to have at this point, you can find contentment in what you have. Yeah. Go back with me to Joshua chapter 70. So that's what he says. Verse 15. Verse 16. And the children of Joseph said, "The hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Beth Shean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. So Joshua said, okay, you come to me, tell me how great you are. I'm going to ask you, if you are great, why aren't you doing this? If you are great, let me tell you what you can have if you stop complaining and do something with your greatness. If you are great, you have a great number, you have the blessings of God, then why aren't you using that? Jesus taught in Luke 12:48, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required." God knows what he gave you. And if you know what God's given to you, what are you doing with what God's already given to you? Stop looking for more. Because within what you already have is all you need and all you maybe even could desire. Just do something great with the greatness that God's given to you. Because God has made provisions for you to have more with what you already have. And that's something. That's what's taking place. Their response in verse 16, as we just read, revealed their lack of faith, which is usually the problem with all of us. You can't handle the complaints anymore, and so you quit. Your lack of faith. You can handle them, just handle them the way God wants you to handle them. Don't let that control your service to God. Your service to God is more important than somebody's complaint. You serve God. At home, we got to serve God. You've got the position at home. Take position. Do not give in to the complaints and quit. You serve God in your place of work. Do not give in to the complaints and quit. You serve God in the church. Do not give in to the complaints and quit. You're bigger than that. You're greater than that. You have faith to accomplish what God would have you to accomplish. They lacked what Caleb had. Back in that very, in chapter 14, when Caleb come, he asked for the mountain. This is what he said, chapter 14, verse 12. "Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in the day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." If God's with me, I can stand and I can accomplish what God has me to accomplish in the position that I have. Isn't that good? You can. That's faith. That's faith. In closing out, what a blessing for them to have the leadership of Joshua. Somebody who was devoted to God as a leader, as someone representing God. He was devoted to God and the representation that he had with the opportunities that God had opened to him. Whether it's at home, at work, or at church. We find that Joshua revealed his desire to see them succeed. And he encouraged them concerning their ability to defeat the inhabitants of the land. Verse 17, "And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim, and to Manasseh, saying, Thou art a great people, and has great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only. I love that. See, Joshua's commitment to God allowed him to have enough patience to encourage the children of Joseph. That's leadership. Get over yourself and realize that somebody coming to you with complaints more than likely are blinded to what they should see. And don't take it so personal that you say, I quit. No. God put you there. God equipped you. You've got the opportunity because God had that in your life to accomplish what you can accomplish for him. Don't get upset with those that understand that Satan has blinded them. They're coming to you with complaints or whatever. No, turn it around and look to be an encourager by having a desire to see them prosper. He wanted them to succeed. And so he tells them what he knows they needed to hear. Thou art a great people because you have a great God. And you have the power of God on your side if you're doing what God wants you to do. And he'll give you the desires of your heart that you, if you have need of more than one lot, you're going to get more than one lot. But he says here, but the mountain shall be thine. For it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. In the will of God, you're stronger. You can do it. How we need to be encouraged sometimes we get so off track because we've fallen to the lust of the flesh, this feeling of the heart, which is desperately wicked outside the influence of God. Let's learn from Joshua. Amen. You have a position of being a witness, and you have a position of representing Christ. Do not let the complainers get you to quit. Use that to strengthen yourself to accomplish even more. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't know exactly how that you need to apply that to your life tonight, but it's a lesson that we all need to learn because we all have an influence. Don't lose it. The worst thing anyone can do is to lose their influence over people that you love and care about. Don't lose your influence for Christ. Use it to be a help and a blessing. Father, we bow before you now. We thank you, Lord God, for the truth of your word. Thank you for Joshua and the testimony that he has and how you have preserved it for us to learn from him, and pray, God, that we would learn and we would take a stand for the cause of Christ in every opportunity that you've given to us to be a leader and to be a witness. Lord, help us to be all that you'd have us to be so we can accomplish all that you have us here to accomplish. For this we ask in Jesus' name.